In Xanadu by William Dalrymple. Read by Michael Maloney. It was still dark when I left Sheikh Jarrah. At the Damascus Gate, the first fruit sellers were gathered by a brazier warming their fingers of sweet tea. The Irish Franciscan was waiting by the door of the Holy Sepulchre. He nodded from under the hood of his habit, and without a word, he led me past the Armenian chapel and under the great rotunda. Around the dome you could hear the echo of plain chant as 12 separate congregations sang their different matins. Then a procession of black-clad Greek monks emerged from the tomb. As the monks stepped out, some were singing anthems while others sprayed the ambulatory with holy water. They had cascading pepper and salt beards and wore cylindrical hats topped with black mortarboards. They scowled in the direction of the Latin chapel, then marched off towards Calvary. "Wait here," said Brother Fabian. He returned carrying a tin watering can and a tray of what looked like surgical instruments. He handed me the tray, then walked up to the tomb, bowed, bent double, and squeezed under the low cusped arch. I followed. We passed through the dim first chamber, then stooped into the inner sanctum. The holiest shrine in Christendom was the size of a small broom cupboard. Raised on a ledge was the Stone of Resurrection. Fabian knelt down, kissed the stone, and murmured a prayer. Then he rose. From a recess in the first chamber, he produced a small stepladder. He climbed up onto it, unclipped a hook from the wall ring, then let go of the pulley. 4 Catholic lamps descended. They were made of...